Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey there, folks. How's it going? Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here. Thank you for joining me on Cut the Crap in my program. So Cut the Crap is just an acronym. It's very simple. C-R-A-P. Culture, race, and American politics. I believe when our culture, race, and American politics are jammed together, our country goes to hell in a handbasket very fast. And I know that you can agree when you understand that our school systems are teaching our young boys to become girls, our young girls to become boys, to get to middle school, cut off their boobies, and now there's the big, huge field. I'll do a program on it soon, but a big field in plastic surgery. It's the newest field in plastic surgery. I found out that a lot of these drag shows, I didn't know this, a lot of these drag shows are the ones that are sponsoring, or a lot of the drag shows are sponsored by these plastic surgeons that do these surgeries. Wow. And so today's program is about Meshuggah, which you don't speak Yiddish. Yeah, let me teach you a little bit of Yiddish. Meshuggah is absolute madness and chaos. It's another word for crap, too. Stepping in Meshuggah, right? It just means things are absolutely nuts, right? And so that's what we've got going on, is we're going to jump into the midterms Meshuggah. Oy vey. And we're going to dive into what looks like clearly the way that the left is going to use an interesting rig for the midterm elections. I have told you that if you follow me over on Locals and stuff, I have talked about expecting some sort of October surprise, not a political surprise for the candidates, but they're probably going to try to work something out for us, the nation. COVID's over, monkeypox didn't work, etc. So they're going to, they're testing right now. As you saw, one city's having a polio outbreak of all things. They're going to go through a steady testing process to see what freaks out people. But at the same time, they're going to do anything they can to give them a edge, right? To give them the edge. Because they're desperate, right? I'm not verklempt at the moment. I'm speaking okay, but thank you. Anyway, another Yiddish term. Anyway, and so they're going to continue to test all of our boundaries. You're exactly right. And that's what I'm going to cover this evening. Now, one thing is coming up right now. Bill, who wants to meet people in the street and say his pronoun is up yours, so he can have a lot more friends, I guess. But Bill's also right again here. Food shortage is going to come up. Now, I'm gonna hand this out to you real quick so you understand what's about to go on. But in 48 hours from now, it is expected in the United States of America, we're going to have a railroad strike. Now, it's not like you think in terms of, you know, Amtrak, you know, the continually horribly run service in the United States of America that has never been on time for years and years. But Amtrak is trying to get ahead of it. They've already started canceling trips and all of the runs for three of their long distance routes across America. And by the way, I love traveling by train. I used to go all the time between DC and New York. It was a great time to do work. I met the conductor as he walked through, and one day, and you know, I'm a baby-faced kid in a suit, and he takes my ticket and he says, "You're too young to be a G-man. And I said, "I am what I am," right? And we became friends because I was just so damn young, right? And he was this wise Morgan Freeman kind of character. And I truly enjoyed riding the trains. Even when I'm drive, it's a weird thing about me. I'm just kind of looking at people's houses and the crap they got in their backyard and what they got in their field and would I cut my field like that? And, oh, I like that kind of tractor. So riding the trains, you kind of go, right, behind all the houses and route, and you kind of see everything. So I love it. So I love riding the trains. But Amtrak has now decided they're going to cancel some of their long hauls. Now, here's what's going on. It is not because Amtrak is in the middle of a labor dispute. That is not what's going on. But their trains operate on a 21,000-mile route just outside the Northeast Corridor, that on tracks that are owned, maintained, and dispatched by the freight railroads. I did a show on this months and months back where all these freight cars were being robbed and the police would do nothing. Well, right now, the International Association of Mechanics and Aerospace Workers, they've decided to reject the deal its leaders reached with the freight railroad companies that they work with. So there's very much going to be a strike. This is the central hub route of freight, goods, services, everything, right? We experienced it when they were blocking the boats, right? And when they were blocking shipping. We're about to experience it internally in the nation. Because this is the chief route between Chicago to Los Angeles, the Empire route from Chicago to Seattle, the California Zephyr route from Chicago to San Francisco, the Los Angeles-San Antonio portion of the Texas Eagle route, which comes Los Angeles all the way across El Paso and everything into Texas. Okay? It will affect food delivery, minerals, chemicals, etc. It's going to create a crisis again where companies, now this is very interesting, everything happens for a reason. COVID shut down our docks and shipping. COVID shut down our intrastate truckers for a while, then truckers had to make up. All of the stuff that couldn't get unloaded in freights, they switched in the docks and started sending it rail. That's how they've been keeping up. And now that is about to be blocked. That is about to be blocked. So on the horizon is a little bit of manipulation to create chaos. This administration, this mail order, maladministration that got selected in D.C. will create things and then try to make themselves look good, just like all the people that were out of work of COVID, and then they came back to work because the restrictions were lifted, and they claimed they generated 10 million brand new jobs, the most jobs ever in a time of history, because they lifted, okay, go back to work, and they claimed them all as jobs. You're going to need to be prepared. But more importantly, you're going to need to understand how this is going to affect the midterms and everything else. And they're going to try what they can to flip them as well. So hang tight. It's going to be an interesting ride. Be right back.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Fire. get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. Have you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters? People cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things, end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
Okay, folks, we're talking about what could potentially be on the horizon as we head into November for our midterms. You have to understand how missed balance, just the only way I can describe it, how missed balance our voter rolls are, which I'm going to show you in a minute. By the way, I saw you commenting, right? I watch the comments as people do it, whether it's on Gitter or Twitter or, you know, Rumble or whatever. Several thousand of you watching, and I like to watch the comments. And somebody said, because we were talking about trains, said, I like the sound of a train. Right. And then somebody said, yeah, I like the sound of the train, a train in the distance. I love the sound of a train running at night. I know that sounds really weird. Right. But when you hear that, when it's going by, I love to watch trains and everything else. I was thinking the other day, I took a time, I had lunch somewhere and probably about 1,000 yards away from me was a group of schools. It looked like elementary, high school, junior high. And I thought how much, I took the time to eat outside, by the way, how much I love the sound of being outside, but all kinds of kids out there playing. Just being kids and having fun on the playground. That is one of the most magical sounds there are. And now all of us are kind of mourning for our childhoods and everything that's, you know, that we're giving up in our country, right? That we're giving up in our country. And we tend to be taking them a little more serious, right? We tend to be taking everything a little more serious. And that's why I'm trying to prep you of what's going on. So let's talk about, okay, let's say that they cannot pull off anything to lock us in our homes. And everybody knows that what created the problem in the 2020 election was the mass mailing of ballots. The mass mailing of ballots. And so they know everybody's going to be watching that. And I'm pretty sure that they know they can't pull off another mass rig of ballots. And so they're going to try some new ways to do it. So you to understand, for you to understand what's going on, I'm going to share with you some numbers that you need to understand. So let me explain how our voter rolls are made. We have, of course, Republicans. He registers Republican. We have Democrats. We have what is known as independents. And then we have another group on our voter rolls that is called party not determined, okay? Also on our voter rolls, most states, the rules are, here's how it goes. If they mail you a ballot and it comes back undelivered and they don't hear from you, they're supposed to give you a mailing like a week later if it's during election time, you've got to reply. If you don't reply to two of those mailings to say, hey, your mail's bouncing, then you would go on what's called the inactive list. Now, you're going to get two mailings within 2 years, almost guaranteed. So when they start bouncing back, you've technically already been inactive for 2 years, right? So then what do you do if both of those ballots come back undeliverable? They will take you and they will set you aside into a new category called inactive. They don't drop you from the voter rolls. Now, the way inactive works, let's say right now, right, that if you didn't return a ballot in 2020, strike one, didn't return a ballot in primary 2022, right now, you would go inactive. And so now you go inactive starting from the next general election. So you've already been wonky for 2 years. You're going to ride the rest of 22 out until you get to a November election. And then you're going to ride the rest of it out, and then they get to hold you till the next general. So the next general is 2024. So they're going to ride from now to 2024. And then if you don't vote within two general election terms, so you add what they did now plus 8 more years, then they will finally say, okay, we'll take you off the voters list because you're not responding. Now, if you just followed me with the math, and you follow the trigger dates, it should trigger you because you see that person can technically almost sit there 12 years. They don't have to do anything for 8 years. 8 years at all. And they keep you on the list. Now, this is part of the rig of keeping you on the list. Now, why do they want to keep you on the list? In Maricopa, and I'm going to show you right now, Maricopa County's numbers. Maricopa County, Arizona. In Maricopa County, Arizona, magically, 179,000 plus people that were formerly totally inactive became active magically in the 2020 election. 179 plus thousand. Got reactivated. So let me show you where this fat is in this, we call it fungibility. In banking assets or whatever, it's called fungible assets. And all that means is like gold and silver are fungible assets. You can swap your dollars for gold. You can swap your dollars for silver, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's a fungible asset, okay? That's a swappable event. I'm showing you the numbers here, and you're looking at active voters in Maricopa County, Arizona of 2,579,400. Now, what you also have to understand is if you look at the numbers of how they break down, there's 886,000 and change Republicans, 22,492 Libertarians, 788,000 and change Democrats, 881,000 others. And when you look at this list, you find out some very interesting things. That 77.91% of these people on the permanent early voter list, and the biggest chunk out there that's kind of an undecided are these party not determined. So you have to understand they have many, many ways to pull people in if they can get ballots to them. Now, we know everybody's watching the ballots for this year, right? They're watching it very close. So what is the new rig? What will they do? Well, that's what we're going to talk about next. I'm going to show you the numbers of what it looks like they're doing. Be right back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the hundredth time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
Here's what the system does not want you to know. And I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to use your own words. By the way, when you watch me and you're watching on Facebook and Twitch, I can see your comments. I'm going to play back some of your comments because I can do great teaching moments with them. Charlene says, I'm in Washington State and I didn't vote for years. When I moved to another county, I was automatically signed up as a voter. I stopped voting years ago when I knew my vote didn't count. I know a lot of you are thinking, I'm not going to vote because they're not counting my vote anyway. I want to tell you three things. I'm going to use that example. Number one is, if you don't vote now, it's accepting the fact they rigged elections and they don't have to worry about it. Remember, if they can con the whole country that your vote doesn't matter and you just sit at home and don't vote anymore, you've done your job for them. You must vote more than ever. Now, I want to go to one other one that I think it was, Here we go. Very key. See, number one, I'll go back to Charlene. She said she moved to another county. Ladies, do you know when you get married, if you were a registered voter before you got married, and then you got married and changed your name, do you know it's very possible the old you with your maiden name still voting? Have you ever checked it? Republicans are going in now because they're starting to find out, I better go check on my damn vote, right? And they're walking in and they're finding out you've been moved to the inactive list. You didn't request that. You just got moved to the inactive list. That's another con that's going on. They're hoping that when everybody else gets mail-in ballots, if you're in a state like Washington that perfected this deal by sending everybody mail-in ballots, they hope you just forget it, you get tied up at the last minute, and you just don't worry about the ballot. They're switching many of you off. You need to go check, literally, out there and find out, are you still registered? Are you still active? Do you have your right address? Try to find out who's also voting for your from your home. You have to check it out. Now, here's what's going on. And I'm going to use one state as an example. And the state I'm going to use as an example is the state, the great state of North Carolina. North Carolina is one of these southern states that the left is trying very hard to take over. That's why the race component is big to them, because where you have high black American populations, they're going to try to con them in that they've been slaves, and they're still slaves to the system. Now, North Carolina has some of these races that are very contested and very hot, but what's been discovered going on for the midterms is the following. The Democrats... Now, it's not an all-mail-in state automatic, right? You have to request it. The Democrats are out-requesting the Republicans almost 5-1. Now, I'm telling you, that is not a sign of turnout. That is a sign of deception. The first thing I want to tell you is if, in fact, you are a Republican, you should not be voting by mail. I can give you all kinds of reasons. The economy's in turmoil. You got to make sure your vote counts, and you got to do it in person. By the way, folks, I just told you about the trains and the union strike and everything going on. I just told you about fungibility and whatever. I want to point something else to you. What I started telling you 2 weeks ago, you're going to see the markets get very volatile. Did you see what happened yesterday? Right? I'm telling you, I'm ahead of the curve. I'm always telling you this, but I want to point something out to you. I want you to look. You can find it in my link in Rumble, and you can just go there. It's very easy. Just remember, Jovan loves gold. Here's what it is. If you have an IRA or an investment account, right, a 401k, etc., retirement savings account, the writing's on the wall. You just want to shift it. You just want to shift it. You want to shift it to gold if you have an account that qualifies. You just want to try to get it in gold. Gold's always been stable. And when I say stable, it's always there. It's always worth money. It's only the environment that changes around it. If you'll go to Jovan Loves Gold, our reps, our buddies at Gold Co. will send you a package, explain to you how they can do it for you. You should just check out. Also, if you qualify, you could get $10,000 extra dollars in silver added to your account. This is one of the things you should pay attention to. It's going to happen in food. You're going to see potentially the strike go. I told you about the markets 2 weeks ago, what you saw yesterday. Pay attention, folks. Pay attention, folks. Go to JovanLovesGold.com and get that kit. What's going on in North Carolina, and this is how I think they're fixing the rigs in the states, where it is not permanent mail-in ballot. You have to get what's called on the pebble. That's what they called it in Arizona. Pebble. Permanent early voters list. I just showed you in Maricopa County, Arizona, 2.5 million people, 78% of them are on that permanent early voters list. This is how the lefts manipulate. When they manipulated to that number, they were able to turn everything blue. They do it through this process. Now in North Carolina, here's what's going on. When they're looking at the absentee ballot counts of people requesting, I want to give you a very interesting explanation. Mail-in ballots and absentee ballots are exactly the same thing, right? They used to be issued because you were not going to be around. You had a doctor's appointment or whatever the case may be. Absentee ballots and mail-in ballots are exactly the same thing. States are doing away with their cause for absentee ballot, meaning you have to have a reason, a valid reason, being the hospital, can't get out to have an absentee ballot. The Democrats are cranking this stuff down as fast as they can. They're making no excuse absentee balloting. Now that they're headed into the midterms and they know they must win again, all across the states, and I'm only using North Carolina as an example where you can request these things, kind of like just popcorn all over the place, the Democrats are out requesting the Republicans almost 5-1. I do not believe that you're seeing Democrats necessarily do that. What you're seeing is Democrat fungibility and party not determined fungibility. They know where these bad voter rolls are. That's why there's 4, 5, 6, and 7 that go to your house. That's why they go to so many remote places that nobody lives there. They're requesting them in droves so they can get them in their hands. That's the next best thing, to over-mailing the ballots. And they know that everybody's going to be watching like a hawk. They know they're going to watch every single ballot printed. You're going to be on it. You're going to be watching these primaries. You're going to be, midterms. You're going to be in the precincts. You're going to be poll observers. They have to try to get it away from your eyes. And the way they're getting it away from your eyes is they have all of this fat in the system and they are requesting early mail-in ballots for these people. And yes, you're in Washington State. You're all mail-in ballots, right? You're all mail-in ballots and you've got it right. Don't vote that mail-in ballot. Keep it shut and go in and vote in person. But they're worried they're going to get caught in over-mailing and over-printing. We've talked about it now for over 16 months. You are the most educated group of people that understands how all of these rigs work. They know you're paying attention. And so what I see is going on underneath, this is not valid request for mail-in ballots. They know where all these bad actors are, all this fat and fungibility in our voter rolls. And they are activating those voters en masse. They are making sure that they still get to the point that all these mail-in ballots go out. When you have 284,000 people still to this day on the inactive list in Maricopa County, Arizona alone. And I just told you they reactivated 179,000 for the 2020 election. You got to understand where this fat is. And this fat is between inactive voters, but they got this big old cushion that's called PND, Party Not Determined. And the operatives right now, they're getting all of these ballots sent places. They're getting an overabundance of them so they can vote them. This is why it's so mission critical that when it comes to the November midterms, if you get a mail-in ballot, you may get 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. They might print it to you many different ways. Keep every one of them. Do not open them. Keep every one of them. Do not open them. And then go vote only on election day. Only on election day. And I'm telling you right now, if you're going to get all twisted because you got to stand in line for an hour or 2 hours to vote, then you don't have what it takes anyway to save this country. So you might as well register as a Democrat and learn to speak Chinese, right? Otherwise, you walk in and you go in to vote. Don't take your mail-in ballots out. Do not take them out. Hide them in your jacket, your purse, whatever the case may be. Walk in to vote. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is because we did a massive 20-year study of every reason why they reject a ballot in Maricopa as part of our full forensic audit. We're the only people in history that's dug up this information. And if you look at all the years before, it was very minimal, even when they had mail-in ballots, that somebody would walk in and they would say, oh, we mailed you a ballot and you've already voted. It was tiny numbers. Except in 2020, when people walked in across Maricopa, it was widespread, 728 precincts out of 748 precincts had this really interesting rejection rate. And the rejection rate on provisionals was the following. People walked in to vote, just like you heard in California, people showing up to vote in the Newsom Gruesome recall. Oh, yeah, you've already voted. Sorry, we sent you a mail-in ballot. It's a rig. They know how to do it. So I'm telling you, keep your mail-in ballots, every one of them, don't open them. Walk in to vote. If you get told, look, we have you, Mr. Smith, we sent you a mail-in ballot, it's already come in and voted, be nice, don't get upset, just ask them to repeat it. They'll tell you again. They're going to give you a provisional ballot. Doesn't mean jack doo-doo, because they're not going to try to look you up even if you vote it. They're going to reject it. In Maricopa, if you look at the rejections of the provisional, 16 to 50% plus were rejected because somebody already mailed a mail-in ballot in your name. That tells you that's part of the rig. So now here's where you are. You're in this precinct. You're standing there. They've told you somebody's already voted. Don't get upset. Take the provisional, stand aside, have it in your hand, and I'm going to teach you how to fight back. We shut this down in Arizona in the primary. I'm going to teach you how to do it. Hang tight. Be right back.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
Okay, folks, I've told you, when it comes to the midterms that are coming up, don't vote your mail-in ballot. Do not even open it. Go into the precinct and vote only on election day. I'm sure you got plenty of friends that can help you out and can get you there. Your employers, right? Your employers have to let you offer this. Now show up, and if you get told when you check in, "I'm sorry, Miss So-and-so, but we mailed you a ballot and it has been returned and it was voted," do not raise a stink. Just say, "Could you repeat that again?" Get them to repeat it. And they'll say, "I'm sorry, Miss So-and-so. It shows that we mailed you mail-in ballot and you have already voted." They'll hand you what's called a provisional ballot. It's supposed to mean it with the provision we can verify you're real, we will let it count. They don't do that, right? They don't do that. because it says you've already voted. They're going to think you're voting twice. Step away with your provisional. Step away with your mail-in ballot, or you might have multiple ones. And immediately call your sheriff, not your police. Immediately call your sheriff. And what you do is you report to the sheriff, I want to report identity theft. Not voter fraud, not any of that. I want to report identity theft. I'm here. I saw it happen right in front of me. I've confirmed it. And, hey, I want to report identity theft. They have to send a deputy out to take your statement. When the deputy takes your statement, they're going to ask that same person that told you the same thing. So they're going to go to that person and say, okay, what's the story here? And they're going to say, well, she's already voted. We mailed her ballot. It came back. She already voted. At that moment in time, when that person has repeated it and the sheriff's got the story, only at that time pull out your mail ballot and say, this is who I am, because he's going to ask you for your ID. This is who I am. Here is my mail-in ballot right here in my hot little hand, and you can see it's not opened. And here's my provisional. This is me. You gave me a provisional. Somebody stole my ID. And that's the only way you can prove it. But now what you've done is you've got an official report. Okay? You got an official report of this happening. You now have a case because you have a sheriff that can see your envelope. It'll be part of a case file and say, this is the ballot. This is the person. It's not open. Here it is. That's what you need. Your police cannot help you in this. This is not in their jurisdiction. It's a sheriff jurisdiction. And the sheriffs have the right to enforce this. If for any reason they ask for your vote or let you vote with a real ballot, not a provisional, they're going to want that mail-in ballot back, meaning the voting people, not the police, right? You need witnesses too. But whenever you're going to go to that, if the sheriff takes your mail-in ballot, that's evidence. You want to get that documented. They have to sign for it. They took an unsealed mail-in envelope made to you. It's unsealed. You have to do that. But if you do get to the point that they're just going to let you vote, okay, we made a mistake, you must also then tear that mail-in ballot in half. Right then and there, because they can still do it. The key is, don't open that mail-in ballot. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there saying, you gotta overwhelm the system. You gotta go in. You gotta overwhelm. It's not mail-in ballots are where they do it. That's why they count them so far in advance. That's why they give them 2 weeks of counting and they get to election day. It's election day they're afraid of. That's how it works. Now, when the Arizona primary started, and we'd already educated people this, don't vote your mail-in ballot, go in person, don't open it, use a blueprint, not the Sharpies. Right off the start, by the way, that unmailed ballot's your property, by the way. Right from the start, people started getting told, I'm sorry, but you already voted. And people did this process and called. And within 90 minutes to 2 hours, those things system-wide stopped happening. Because I think the bad guys got the idea. They got the idea. Now, it can happen many ways. You can be just the person on the computer because they can remember your name. And they know they've peeled you off and that's what they did. You have to be very, very, very careful. And do not, besides not voting with a Sharpie, do not circle your candidate's name along with the thing. That's an after-the-fact thing where somebody told you, which is total horse crap, oh, we can see it later if they changed it. No, you gave them more time to do the rig because it adjudicates your vote. It might not change your vote, but it gives them more time to operate underneath. You got to understand, if they're counting ballots for 2 weeks leading to that November 8th, they already know what's come in and how you're going to vote. It's election day that's the unknown. That is why I'm saying don't vote your mail-in ballot, even if you traditionally do it. Get out there, get in their face, and overwhelm them with your presence to do it right. That's why they can't cheat. That's why they couldn't do it. And Arizona, it bucked the system. And you guys in Arizona listened. And even though they tried everything they could do to stretch time, and they counted for another 2 weeks, it was so far gone in the key election, AG, Secretary of State, and Governor, they couldn't make up for it. It overwhelmed the system. And you're right. It is so sad. It is so sad. They do it. And Charlene said, are the voting machines fixed and legal? No, they're not. That is why you have to vote with a paper ballot in person. And that is why we have to be prepared. And that is why we have to know what's up. And that's why we have to observe, because we now have to be able to challenge these things. We didn't know in 2020, and because we have now done full forensic audits, we know every single way they try to steal your vote. Every way they try to steal your vote. And that is why I try to make you the smartest patriot in the room. Please listen. Please listen. We're all in this together. We can get it done. They're afraid of us. They don't need you to activate. But if you activate and tell these guys to cut the crap, we can win.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hunt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. I hope you join me. Limited time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.